It is time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica. On the phone with us today, Amanda Easterly. She's a research associate professor in the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. And Amanda, you guys last week wrapped up the wheat variety tour that was held multiple sites across Nebraska. Give us the rundown of how that program went and what you guys saw this year.
Yeah, it was a whirlwind for sure. We had 8 tours, I believe, in 8 days. So I am tired. But we started out in eastern Nebraska down in Jefferson County at Mark Noble's Field, worked our way west, and had pretty good showing at most of the events. So it was good to see friendly faces and some new faces. We also were finally able to have our first tour in the Furnace-Gosper County area. I think third time's the charm. We generally lose one or two of our sites to hail, and we have to say, oops, sorry, this one's canceled. And we didn't have to do that this year, so that was awesome.
That is amazing. All right, good deal. Well, how did the wheat look across the state? I imagine probably in a much better condition than it was this time last year.
It is, for sure. It seems that the drought that eastern Nebraska was experiencing last year that was pretty severe is starting to correct itself. All of our other sites looked really pretty good. There's a couple that, you know, we wish would have gotten a little more moisture, like up in Box Butte County and out at Perkins County. But overall, the plots looked really good. I'm anticipating that we'll have some good data this year.
So if producers are interested in finding that data, is it available for them to see yet?
It is not available to see yet. We anticipate that we'll be starting harvest probably in a couple weeks. Depending on, you know, if we get hot again and weather permitting and so forth. As the data rolls in, we try to turn it around pretty quickly. So I analyze within locations as soon as I can and get those individual sites posted on the CropWatch website. So you can go to cropwatch.unl.edu, and then under the management tab, look for variety testing.
Excellent. All right, Amanda, what else is important to mention while we're talking about the wheat tour that we haven't touched on?
Well, we've had really excellent cooperators year after year, and we are so grateful for their support, also for the support of our technical staff that help us get them planted, managed, harvested, et cetera. We did notice that maybe for our western locations, it seems that our listserv for the out to our stakeholders may have had some issues, so we apologize if you expected to get invites and listings for the wheat tours and did not. We are going to tackle that and try to get that fixed so that we can make sure we're reaching everybody. But anyone with questions can always reach out to myself or Dr. Cody Creech. We manage the crops performance testing program, and we're happy to help.
Great information. Our guest today, Amanda Easterly. She's a research associate professor in the Department of Agronomy and Horticulture at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Amanda, thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thanks.
That's it for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.